So they came out with the COVID numbers in New York today.
And?
New York City had zero deaths and 40 new cases. On all of New York City, 8 million people, 40 new cases. Long Island.
300, I don't know.
Yeah, 336.
Really?
300. Think about how small Suffolk County is.
Mm-hmm.
Suffolk County is tiny. It's like just the towns that we were in.
Because those people have to be together all the time. I mean, when you're at a bar, you're elbow to elbow. I guarantee it's exactly like that now. And they have to be together in the backyard and their little neighborhood parties.
Right.
Nobody is wearing a mask. There's one out of 50 people that are wearing a mask correctly. Everybody else does not know how to wear a mask. Now, I see the people walking around the way they are now with their nose hanging out and whatever. And I can understand why condoms fail. Because if you can't figure out how to put a mask on, I guarantee you don't know how to put a condom on.
You know, all this time that people would get pregnant and they'd be like, but we used a condom. Now we understand. It's because they probably didn't put it on correctly.
It was on their thumb.
Yeah, it was on their thumb or she wore it.
Right. And that's how they're saying with the masks now. I'm wearing a mask. No, you're not. It's under your chin.
Right. It's a chin strap. That's not a mask.
There are more people wearing it as a chin strap than a mask. It is out of control with people doing this, and it makes me insane.
But it's such an American thing because the Tour de France is going on right now. So, of course, as you know, that's the only sport that I follow. So my boyfriend and I are watching the Tour de France every single day. We're obsessed, as we usually are. And what I've noticed is every town they go to, whether they're in Nice or some random town, everybody in France is wearing a mask, and they're wearing it properly, and they have these giant masks. It covers, like, it's not even just like a little bit over their nose. It's their entire chin, their entire face. All you see is eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has these big giant straps that go around the ears, and every single person is wearing one. They're socially distancing, but if they're not, because it's like at the end of the race, everyone's standing, every single person is in a mask or a face guard. And the second the riders get off the bike, their helpers come and they throw a mask right on them.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole different philosophy. What they think is that there's a pandemic going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people here know there's a pandemic going on.
I don't know about that.
No, they're just too stupid. They're too stupid to know how to wear a mask because a mask doesn't come with directions. That's the problem. You know, that's why they had to put the seatbelt thing in the car that you can't take off, that you understand the seatbelt thing, because it's always right there. If there were instructions on the inside of the mask, more people would wear them differently.
No, the instructions won't even matter. But it explains, like, why I got a sweater from Amazon that came in a plastic bag, and there was a big giant thing across the bag that said, "This bag is not a toy. Do not put it over your head."
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the kind of people that need those instructions. If you get a plastic bag, do not put it over your head. Like, you and I know that.
No, these
but somebody
don't.
Who's wearing a mask as a chin strap needs the instructions. You know, this toaster should not be, don't take a bath and use a toaster.
It makes me to the point where I can't walk outside anymore because it makes me so insane.
I bet it does. Yeah. I saw a picture of a girl. She was wearing a mask around her wrist and everybody was yelling at her. And she's like, "I'm wearing a mask." It's like, it's around your wrist. Do you understand? That'd be like getting in a car and putting the seatbelt on the seat and then sitting on top of it. It doesn't do anything for you.
I have actually said it out loud to where people can hear me, and I say, "Where did they get that mask that fits like that you don't have to put it over your nose? That's brilliant." We need to buy those because those look much more comfortable. And then I ask the people, "Where did you get that invisible mask?" Because I think that would be great. If everybody could have the same invisible mask that you're wearing, I think we would all be great.